Everybody, well, today's Monday. We're on station one. This is for archive listeners, and we're also on station one on Wednesdays. The date today is August 17, 2015, and this is the Healing Highway program, so we'll see what road you're on. Hopefully you're not stalled with your hood open someplace in the hot sun, here we go. Let's clear the date energies, 8-17-2015, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and let's clear away some emotional stuff you may have had. So here we go, releasing the energies, think of something, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, great, and let's bring up the light beams. We'll energize those. So here we go, bringing peace energy into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go, everybody. Oh, we talked about that insulation reflect X on the last program. So I just wonder if anybody happened to get some and see if it worked for them. I'm curious. Anyway, we'll put it over, see if Anna's out there. I'm sure she is. So, Anna, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome. Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. So after our show, you can go there and check that out. There's a lot more information, and there are a lot of free healings and links to YouTube videos and some other radio shows. And yes, Ron, thank you for bringing up that Reflectix again. We have a couple of things, actually, comments about the last show. So if someone hasn't had a chance to listen to Saturday's show, Ron recommended that you can block some electromagnetic field energy using this substance that you could buy at the hardware store called Reflectix, which is R-E-F-L-E-C-T-I-X. So reflect, the word reflect with an I-X at the end. And interestingly, Ron, someone is concerned that they feel that they get attacked and or abducted through shapes, specifically the shape of a diamond. And they're wondering if that's the shape on that material. Have you ever seen it? I don't know.
I don't think they'd be abducted from that, no. So.
Right. Now, that's interesting because people have talked to us about numbers and things. So is there a way to clear a shape? Have you ever heard of that before, Ron, that a shape is somehow minimally taking the person sideways because they're concerned about it?
Well, you'd probably go on the object clearing. That would be probably considered a shape, so you might want to try that.
You could also put in diamond shape, that those words, onto the natal barcode and the alien keyword disconnect. That
yes,
would be helpful. Okay. All right. And we had another comment about our discussions. We'll see if somebody else writes in about if they've gotten any of that yet, the Reflectix. But someone else wrote in, I did not know if I could still listen to the CTR archives and if they would still work for me. The 12 source energy was wonderful. I did listen after the Saturday night BBS show, as you suggested. It was almost like my body was craving the source energies, maybe to fill the void with all the darkness being removed from my body with the new clearings. She's running the Blue Death Ray, the Green Mist Goo, and the Black Mist Clearing, that are those three new healings you've given us recently, Ron. And she says, always in appreciation. And then she has some things to add, which are very interesting. She said, the Green Mist Goo, when she runs the Green Mist Goo, I should say, she gets heavy releases in her head, With the blue death ray, she felt releases in her legs. And the black mist, she saw things leave from the sky and the clouds, and her breathing feels better.
Okay.
So that's very interesting. And I'll just, if in case somebody listening did not hear Saturday night's show, there were a lot of clearings on there, so it would probably be a really good one to listen to the archive. But on CTR Archives, which is on the right-hand side of Ron's website, there's a link to it. And one of the shows there, it's January 2nd, 2013, Ron brings in the 12 source energies. Maybe you could talk about that for a moment, Ron, in case we have new listeners.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because those energies, you're made up of each one of those, in a sense. So when you re-energize them with you, then you feel much better. So you may want to all listen to that archive and bring the energies in, and you will feel probably a wonderful change in your body. So that's very good. Well, back to you.
Okay. Somebody wrote in a thank you. I believe this was regarding Saturday night's, it might have been Friday night's show, a big thanks for healing. What I noticed, I could see normally out of my right eye, but my left eye was dark. And then the focus came back into my left eye. A dark mist was leaving. Oh, and leaving fast and then vanished. So I'm sorry, Ron. She's actually, that's a testimonial about the Wednesday call when you do the water charging. So that's wonderful. She had a healing from the water charging. I wonder if she put the Creation Lightship misting water in her eyes. But she, you know, on that show, or that call rather, you charge the waters for the week. Is there anything you want to tell people about that call, Ron?
It just gives you a lot of energy, and it's compatible to your body, so it actually helps your body out as you're drinking the water for each day, and they're consecutive. So I've been misting for quite a while, and it's wonderful.
Yes. Well, and so the big thing that you do on that is you can charge a whole gallon of water for the whole week, too, and drink it. So that's really wonderful. And I think everyone that comes on there enjoys.
You get one on the Wednesday call, you get one container. It could even be a gallon if you wish to get that much. And then you have seven of them. So you have one for each day of the week afterwards.
Right. Okay, so, Ron, we were kind of, I was thinking that you did some clearing for us at the beginning. Somebody did write in that we're still kind of being affected by the number 8. So could you do the, clear the date for us again?
Sure, okay. We'll clear today's date then. So here we go. So August, clear that, number 8. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's cleared. And we got 17, which could be an 8 if you add the 1 and the 7. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we have 8 again, 2015. Oh. Doing 1 is 3 plus 5, so we got all 8 today. Today's the 8th day, so clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And we have another listener wrote in about Saturday night's show. Saturday night Lightship chiropractic room was great. Thanks. And someone else told me that they felt like their back felt they were laying down during the show, and when they stood up, like they felt like they were looser and their back was more relaxed, like their actual spine felt differently. So thank you for that feedback, listeners. Okay. So we talked also, Ron, before the show about some timeline crashings. Does it feel like a good time to maybe do some timeline crashings for us?
Yeah, that sounds very good. Yes, uh-huh.
Great.
So what do you think we should do?
Well, I've been feeling like a couple of things. Like there's an energy of people I know, they're not doing creation lightship healings, but I've heard a lot of people just having, I think the best word I can use to describe it is craving. They're craving things or something and, you know, be brought into their lives. And I don't know how prevalent that is with among our listeners, but I thought that that would be a good thing we could timeline crash.
Okay. So here we go. So craving, I guess. So that would mean that there's something that's out there in the future showing you that, you know, maybe in your current reality you're missing it, and out in the future you may think that it's there, okay? That's one way of putting it. So here we go. So this is what you're craving. That puts you into the future. How far into the future? That could put you way into the future. Just think if you're craving something, and let's just say it costs $1,000, and you're able to save $20 a week. Okay, so you're way going to be in the future, okay? So you can just add a couple of zeros to it if you want or something, but that could put you, way out there. It could be years out. But, you know, you eventually probably get it as long as you're still living. But here we go. Something that you're craving. So, one, releasing the energy. Two, three. Oh, man. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, we'll see what happens there, okay? Hopefully
great.
You're doing okay.
Thank you, Ron. Do we all feel present and accounted for? Are we all on the CLS Now timeline of light?
Yeah, it sort of feels that way. Sort of, I should say, you know. Let me bring you on to the present moment. I think the craving may have taken you sideways a little bit. So here we go. Releasing the energy to get you into the moment here. Take your finger exercise. And here we go. Oh. One. Two. Three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, let's just see how that feels. So you must be in the moment. It feels pretty good. So back to you, Ann.
Great. What is it, do you think, Ron, about that word or that energy that you thought might be like a little hard for people to hear? Is it just that it's negative or?
Yeah, maybe. Hard to say.
Okay.
It's that just kind of feels a little iffy there. Because people probably want to crave things, or maybe somebody out there really wants something, and they're feeling a little maybe stressed as what they want they're not having. So, but anyway, it's back to you, Anne.
Well, is the cure for that to be in the now and be in peace?
Yeah, yeah. Once you get into the moment, and then you may be able to figure out a way or find a way to bring forth that manifestation. Oh,
okay.
Back to you.
Thank you. Okay, we have a testimonial about the Reflectix. Hi there. I have used the Reflectix a lot, and it has helped me a great deal. At the time I started using it, I was living by an airport and was affected by lots of negative frequencies. I put it under my mattress, on the wall above my bed, over the windows, and on the ceiling. I would say it cleared up about 60 or 70% of the nighttime attack issues I was experiencing. And I would say about 85% of the EMF interference issues I had. Also, after using this for several months and getting the feeling of relief, I ended up finding a place to move to up in the mountains, right up against a massive boulder and surrounded by trees. I think using Reflectix helped my body find the feeling of what would be a healthy environment for me.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's a wonderful feeling. Somebody else actually wrote in about something somewhat related to that, Ron. And you talk all the time about how we want to be in our bodies. And I know from my personal experience that it's a wonderful feeling to really know that you're in your body and you're receiving the healings and you can talk to your body and just really know what's going on. So somebody else wrote something. This might be an interesting thing to talk about, Ron. Hi, Ron. I take a long walk every day and felt like breaking into a run. I'm feeling especially strong since last Thursday when you made us fully human again. What I want to share with listeners is that as I started to run, I had this clear memory from childhood. What a gift to find that a memory is stuck in my body, and I now know I have to clear that memory.
So what should we do for a clearing? Any idea?
Well, that's a very interesting, you know, two people are mentioning, you know, feeling things, one trusting their body and the other, you know, knowing something was stuck in their bodies. Is there some way to in a general way, to, you know, help people find out if they have emotions stuck in their bodies? It reminds me of, you know, people talking about when they would get a massage, they would sometimes cry because it would feel good, but something would get released.
Yeah, you might have an object in, huh?
Pardon?
You have an object stuck. So let's see here. Let's release the energies. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's feeling pretty good. So let's see if that happened to release those objects there. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, somebody is writing in asking you for your help. I've been under new attacks the last couple of days. I feel there's some energy wrapping around my ankles, causing me to be unsteady and feel pain. She is running the alien attack, but she's wondering if you could just sort of check that and maybe, I don't know what we could do there, maybe do a sample of the pain clearing?
Okay, well, yeah, we'll do a pain body clearing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And hopefully she's on, or I think it's a she, is on a the alien attack page doing clearance.
Yeah, she is. So I'm sure that will get taken away. Okay, and the same listener has another question. Wherever they live, and I don't know where it is exactly, but they're having a heat wave, and they're seeing a lot of shapeshifters coming through people, and even the lizards. I don't know if they mean actual physical little lizards or people that they feel are lizards. So they're wondering, could the heat wave have sort of brought this on, invoked that to start happening?
Boy, I don't know. That's a hard one to answer.
I know. I have a feeling that this person, because other people have written in about this, is just getting clearer and is seeing more things because of the black mist clearing and the green goo. So she's more aware. Like you were saying on Saturday night, if we're more human, we're going to notice the clones more.
Yep, that's
so
correct. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay, so we were also talking about, you know, being connected to other people, et cetera, on Saturday night, and a listener wrote in, isn't the difference between a good person and a bad person, it's where a bad person is in denial of the suffering and pain of others, and a good person has a compassionate neutrality for these people?
Boy. I don't know how to say yes or no to that one, you know? So.
Well, I think they're correct in that we do want to be neutral no matter what's happening, and I guess that's all we can do, not, you know, worry too much about other people and what they're doing.
That's correct.
Okay. Wow, we are getting a lot of comments and questions. Thank you so much, listeners. Wow, so many are coming. Okay, a question about death barcodes. How do we know if we need this clearing? And the second question, what would be the best clearing to do to feel younger?
Well, first of all, you do need the clearing, number one, because unless, you know, your family, everybody in your family and your grandparents and your great-great-grandparents, if they're still living, then you probably don't need it. But then you probably got excluded. So if any of your family members that you know about have died, that's because they have death barcodes on them. So number one, if, you know, you're planning to live forever, then you don't need it. That's probably maybe a few people on the planet here. So aside from that, you know, you need to email me to find out how many death barcodes you have. Most people have 3. Some have as many as probably 20. So it all depends how many times you probably have tried to escape from, you know, the problems that they normally give you to kill you. And they keep putting more on. They don't want you to be here. So that's sort of the way it is. So you do have them. Does it make you younger, or is there a clearing to make you younger? No, I don't have any clearings to make you younger, but as you start doing your whole lifetime clearings, you will feel younger. I'm sure most people listening who have done those definitely know that. So, but then get on the weekly call. So if you want to feel younger, maybe even look younger, you know, do a few months, I would say, of the intensives that we have, and also get on the, you know, the weekly calls. So, well, that route. You have to clean out your body. You're planning to you want to look younger, then you have to get rid of all your stress and anxieties and tension. And those are all a whole lifetime clearing. So you want to just start so that you can get released from the stuff, live longer, and maybe be happier, or if not, just be at peace. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. We have a request for a sample to heal our ears. Could we do that, Ron? Like if there's something in your ear.
I'll see if you have any objects in your ear. So here we go. Remember, you know, anything with your body can be, you know, can have multiple situations there. So here we go. Releasing energies. One, objects out of your ears. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. See how that's doing for you. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. That reminded me that I felt attacked myself the other day through the telephone. And I wasn't protecting myself, as you have suggested, by either one, using speakerphone, or two, having a damp rag or towel over the receiver. And the conversation was going fine for a while, and then I felt like, you know, some energy came into the person on the phone, and it shifted. And I felt like it went into me. And I cleared it right away, but I'm just sharing that to warn people that you got to take care of your ears. Okay, we have another testimonial, Ron. Hi, when Ron returned each of us to being human on the Thursday call, the results were and are amazing. My husband and I noticed more awareness, greater ability to talk to spirit. Spirit integration could be felt in the body, more joy and peace, and best of all, individually, we felt like we were in the now of the light and glowing. And because we do work every day, we have been able to stay human. Thank you, Ron, for this gift of being a true human.
Great, yeah. That means that if anybody's listening, you're not being cloned out with replicas of you every 10 minutes. So I'll be doing those on the Thursday calls that we have. So if you want to become human, get on the Thursday call. $20, starts at 5:30 West Coast time, and you're there. There's some more humans out there. So back to you.
Okay.
Bring you back in. Otherwise, you know, you're real 3 hours a month, and that could even be when you're sleeping. You may even lose it. Might sleep your way through being human. They want to attach to your skeleton. That's where they bring in the clone replicas. That's your GPS location. Oh, body is. So back to you. Just wondering, you know, you normally live in your house, wherever you are, you know, you sleep in the same place. So just think what would happen if you were to be in another, you traveled in another location, and all of a sudden, they give you that 3 hours of time, and you know, let's just say maybe you're in, Montana, for instance, okay? You took a trip to Montana, and all of a sudden they ground you in Montana. So that's where you are now for your GPS location. And then you leave Montana, you go back to whatever state you came from, and now you have a yearning for Montana because that's where they plugged you in at. Could have that for a whole month. Be, oh man, I got to move back to Montana. That was so great. The energy there is fantastic. My body loved it there. You know, everything else. And very interesting. So, wait another month. So, back to you.
Okay. So, a listener just sent in regards to looking younger. I recommend the 7-day water charging because it helped me look younger. Thank you.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Well, the water is wonderful. It's always, you know, what we get from your healings, Ron, is peace, and we sometimes forget even what had been bothering us or what was wrong. But if people, you know, like a little tangible proof, when you charge the water, it actually tastes different. So,
yes, it will. Uh-huh.
You know, I think it's really, I mean, it's wonderful, and I think it's easy to feel on an energetic level, but you can actually really notice it when you taste it. Okay. Somebody wrote in about my phone comment. I recommend running the Alien to Light and Clone to Light when you are on the phone with that person. This is what I do, and I have seen gradual energy shifts in that person. Thank you. Well, that's a great suggestion. Thank you, listener. Ron has given us, we can still give out those links, right, Ron?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
We have an additional 3 healings Ron has given us called Alien to Light, Clone to Light, and Alien Human Hybrid to Light. And you can run those on yourself, which many people do to keep the clone energies and alien attacks at bay, and also on other people that you might be interacting with, as this listener has said. But you need to write in to request those links. So you send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, which is also how you write into the shows, by the way. So if you have questions or comments or testimonials, the co-host always has that email account open during these shows. And you can also put a message through the fast chat button on the BBS page. And, of course, we really like hearing from everybody, so thank you. Okay. Let me see. Sorry. That was not. Okay, we have a request, Ron. Somebody had a little car mishap, and they have cleared that in the past, and they used their psychic billboard to do it, but something, it kind of came up again. So could you talk about that, Ron, and maybe do a... I don't know, what could we clear? Maybe a shock, physical shock that you had? Or that people
yeah, we
can
do that. Maybe you may want to get on the reoccurring barcode. Maybe that's being attached to your recycling. Sometimes they happen monthly, I won't say monthly, but it could be, but maybe a car accident, maybe there was the same, it happened a year ago or so, you know, so looking to see if there's a pattern there. That's probably a reoccurring barcode they stuck on you. And so let me just release maybe your shock that you had being attached to having an accident. So here we go. Probably much, you know, other energies too, but shock would probably be a good one. So here we go, releasing that. Think of that one particular incident that you had. For everybody else, you probably haven't had one. Even want one. So here we go. If you're not yearning for one, or, you know. So here we go. One, two, what did we start the show off with? Wanting
craving.
Was that again?
It was craving.
Craving, yeah. So you don't want to be craving a car accident. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That feels pretty good. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay. This might, you know, in a way be kind of related to the craving thing. You know, when we say, I now increase my life force energy to bring more of our spirit back to us, is it possible to also say, I now increase my prosperity and abundance energy? Is that safe to do, and is that going to increase the prosperity and abundance energy?
Well, you're putting yourself into the law of cause and effect. You're switching over from being in source energy to being in darkness. You're using the laws of attraction and other things probably that would be connected to those words. If you want to increase anything, help yourself out, you must be in the moment and then bring forth your manifestations in the moment. So otherwise you're using the law of cause and effect and you're doing the New Age philosophy of all that stuff. What are you getting hooked up to? There's always the negative. So you may have a nice windfall because you're using the law of cause and effect, and then all of a sudden it could get taken away from you. You'd be experiencing both extremes. I guess the person who is using the law of cause and effect, who only gets a little bit coming their way, means they're going to just lose a little bit. That's probably good. So the person that's using it that has a windfall, then they're going to be losing a gigantic amount. And emotionally and everything else, that can be pretty traumatic. Remember, everything has to seek balance to start over again. And that's probably the reason why they talk about people who maybe win the lottery or whatever, get a lot of money. How long it takes to have it all taken away, but you know, I could probably stab at 3 years to 5 years, and they're back to where they started at. Why? Because they had to get balanced out, so it was given to them, and then it gets taken away. So that's the pattern that the dark side has. And in the moment, then you're not attached to any of that stuff, and then you can manifest, and everything is perfectly fine at dealing with all the energies of the law of cause and effect. So back to you.
Okay. I'm wondering if there's some way we could do a clearing for if someone sort of got into that energy of the, you know, the laws of cause and effect, or what is that called, the New Age law of attraction. Could we disconnect us from law of attraction, Ron, or is that too broad?
Well, energy, I can take it away, so... You know, I can take away one of your thoughts that you may have. You know, the law of attraction is probably working continuously. So when you go to the grocery store and you want to get something there, so that law of attraction, you have it on your list, and if you're not in the moment, then you're going to be figuring out how to get there. So it's drawing you to whatever you have on your list. Purchase. So let's just work on that. If you're in the moment, then you're going to be in the moment looking at things. And you have like brand new eyes, we'll say, looking at things versus having judgment. Law of attraction is working with judgment. Here we go. Let's release a law of attraction that you might be using. I may not even know about it, so think of something that you maybe wanted or needed to purchase. As that would bring you into the law of attraction unless you're in the moment when you purchase it. Here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, a little heavy. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, so we have a kind of big question, but it's a good one, Ron. Can you explain... what exactly is the matrix?
Well, basically, it's the way it's energies that are brought here by aliens to connect you to timelines, and the timelines also connect to your programs that they gave you in your body that are running. So, in a sense, you are running your ancestors' energies, and that's those ancestor energies that you're dealing with as you bring them up daily, going through their or maybe responses or judgments on situations, then you're running that energy and they're connecting to it, the aliens, and when they connect to it, then they put you on timelines. So the matrix is basically timelines. And all the timelines exist. They all work. Maybe ones you don't even know that you're on. And you typically, making it very simple, hopefully that you're on Earth's own planet. So whenever you have a situation and you're not in the now, then you're on an Earth's own planet. But where else can you be? You could be anywhere. So that's the part that they don't really want you to understand. All your reality is what you can see here with your eyes. You know, the real reality is, where are you? So remember, they're in control of time. So you could be here living a life, and we'll just say we stretch time out, and so you're only conscious maybe we'll just say 1 second every hour. But to you, every second, every hour is connected together. But where are you and all the rest of the hours of time? They can split time up. By splitting time up like that, you could be all over the map, all over everything, all over the universe, doing things not even on Earth planets. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I think it was just Saturday night you took us back or brought us back from a parallel life on a cloned Earth. Could we do that again?
Yeah, so let's do the yearning thing. That's what we started off with, wasn't it? The yearning for something, wanting something out there. So that would be on a timeline. Not even want it if you're in the now. Only may want it when you're not in the now. Okay, so let's bring you back from one of those timelines. Maybe you could have 500 to 1,000 of them. But just see how your body's feeling. So here we go, releasing you from one of those yearning timelines. So just think what you're yearning about. I'm thinking about getting, maybe it's an ice cream cone in an hour or something, or some big purchase. But we'll bring you back because it may be valid out there on a timeline. Maybe it's not valid here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, releasing you from that timeline. This is the most active one. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's probably 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And see how you feel now. So that's 50 timelines that I just took you off of with your own specific yearning request. So back to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, we're sure to have some changes in our lives, or I would think, from that. So thank you so much. Just a couple of announcement things before we continue. I just want to repeat, someone had a question. Ron has an email. Well, he has an email if you have something personal to write to him about, which is creationlightship@yahoo.com. But if you have a question for the show, or if you'd like our moderator to send you the links to the three free clearings, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And someone had a question about the whole life clearing, just checking. It's $5 for each year you're alive. This person wants to do it for their daughter, and they want to know, can it be done absentee?
Yes, by all means, yes. So they can always be done absentee. So do one yourself a whole lifetime, then the next one that you'd be doing on the whole lifetime clearings could be half price to you. So if you've already done yourself, then the next one would be half price, and that could be for your daughter. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, so kind of back to what we were talking about before, a listener wrote in, I recommend using your heart energy in the moment to manifest, as Ron has told us, to become your reality. Thank you. So thank you, listener. I think that's someone who has had some success getting in the now and working on manifesting things. So thank you for sharing that. And could we have a clearing of our throats, Ron?
Let's see. Now you take away entities out of your throats. Let's do that. So here we go. Releasing entities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. See how your throat's feeling. Maybe we'll get some comments on that. So back to you, Ann.
It's interesting that apparently we have all picked things that were pretty powerful tonight, Ron, because you're I know some things seem to go through you very easily, and other times you end up yawning and really feeling the clearings too, and that's a sure sign we all
now,
really
yeah.
needed it, right?
No, I'm still yawning.
Oh, wow. Okay. And someone has a question. Did the aliens create or give us sexuality and the fact that it's like such a need, especially for men? Or is that like the way we're supposed to be, I guess?
Yeah, they gave you everything that you have. So remember, anything in judgment, anything that you think about, anything that you read, anything probably that you basically speak, you know, you're going to be in judgment about something. So think of a conversation that you were in maybe today with somebody or just watching TV. You might even try it just for an experiment. Maybe get a little timer and maybe time it for 5 minutes and watch maybe a soap opera or something, you know, just to see how much judgment the people are in as they're talking in their show, you know, any kind of show. And just check off if it's a judgment, that like a question, or they're telling you that they're right or something, you know, or this is the way it's supposed to be. Just see what comes up for you. Because I would assume that most things are going to be in judgment. It'd be interesting to see if anybody helped us out with this and to indicate how many, you know, things they saw, or, you know, on a TV program. Well, back to you, Ann.
Yes, I agree, Ron. That's a great way to kind of test yourself and see, can I stay neutral and stay out of judgment while I listen to something that's judgmental, or, you know.
Yeah, and it's just, it's not really that you're judging. You have to judge them to see if it's a judgment. Put yourself in the judgment mode. Put on your judgment, you know, sunglasses and your hearing aid option that you might have, so you're a little more protected. But kind of judge their, headphones. You want to judge what they're talking about, and just see how many times in their conversation with somebody or somebody back to them is a judgment. You know, one simple thing would be, well, let's go out to the beach today, okay? Sunny day, maybe you live in Florida. And the person goes, well, I don't want to go out on the beach because too many people there. Well, that's a judgment. You know, that's probably pretty common, you know? Or you wake up in the morning, you know, this is just for yourself, and you have to judge what you're going to be putting on, unless you already judged it the night before. Anyway, that's what they gave us as judgment. If you look at it, you know, women who have to put lipstick on or makeup, then they have to judge themselves as they're putting it on, right? Doing their lipstick, make sure they get it on properly. It's interesting to see how it would look if you were in the moment when you put it on. Or even combing your hair. You know, Oh, you're going to be then, if you're in the moment, then your body just going to do whatever it wants to do with it. Kind of, it's running its own program, and your hair may not look as nice as what it would be if you judge yourself, making you look a little nicer. Who knows? But anyway, that's what they gave us. So back to you.
Okay, we have a testimonial and a thank you for the throat clearing. Thank you, Ron, for doing the throat clearing, because the dark side doesn't want us to speak out loud to our spirit. And now having the throat clearing will help our spirit. My voice sounds much clearer now. Very interesting point, listener. Thank you so much. Can you just explain to people, Ron, what this listener is referring to about speaking out loud and how important it is?
Yeah, if you're going to do anything in the moment, you have to connect with your spirit. If you wish to use your spirit, you need to communicate with it in the moment out loud of what you want to do. It's that simple. Remember, you have to be in this physical plane. If you start thinking about it or daydreaming about doing something, then the energy is not here. And, like people talk about, they think that they're going to be winning the lottery or something. And that could be 100% true and correct on another timeline. That's a bleed through, but you're not here. It's all mental stuff. It's a vision that you're having. It could be like psychic information, or, oh, wow, this feels really good to me. Well, it's because you probably have that energy coming to you, but it's not happening here. And, who knows? Maybe you're out winning something in a gambling casino or something, and you win. And that's all they wanted you to know about. And then at that point, your life out there, which is a hologram that they're creating on the movie set, okay, you're in the movie set and you just got through winning, and they just turn it off. All of a sudden you go, your life ended on that particular situation because they stopped using you. But here, all you saw was, oh, man, I got this psychic energy coming to me, and I got this vision, and I can see. And, man, I went to this this place, and I knew exactly, where to go to and at what time, because there's a clock on the wall, and I had all that. And now I went there, and I'm going to be going there, we'll say, and all of a sudden you don't win. What was happening there, and it could be real, and it was real as that was happening. But maybe the aliens just gave you that little glimpse of you having that on a timeline, and then they stopped the timeline after you won. You didn't win anything. You won it, but you weren't able to use it because the film footage stopped. Well, that's another way of looking at it. If you look at it that way, you go, wow. And my whole life I've been thinking that I was correct with my visions and my psychic intuition and everything else, and what if they just stopped that film footage? But here I ran with it. And, wow, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Okay, another administrative question. Ron's email again is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And, yes, Ron is the only person who reads those. Anything that you send to clsquestions@yahoo.com is read by the four co-hosts who do the radio shows with Ron, as well as our administrator. And they're meant to be shared on the radio. So if there's something you don't want shared online on these shows where we're talking to Ron, then you don't want to send it to that email address. You want to send it directly to Ron. Also keep in mind, though, Ron is extremely busy healing the whole planet. So right now I don't think you even have time really for individual healings. Do you, Ron, or do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I thought not. Okay, so Ron continues to give us so much of his time. So there's so much information between listening to the archives of the shows and being on the shows as they're progressing. There's stuff on the website. There's stuff on YouTube. So hopefully, whatever your questions are, you'll find the answer there. And I really liked the person writing in about the CTR show with receiving the 12 source energies, because that is so powerful. And that could help solve a lot of people's questions and problems, I feel.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, we'll just say that you're on that law of cause and effect scenario, right? And you got your windfall of $500 at the Indian casino or wherever you went to, right? And you're really happy now. And all of a sudden, you feel like you're going to be losing it, okay? Now you're going in the other direction, going from 500 slowly down to zero cash. And then we'll say, now it'll go to the minus 500. So you go, oh, man, do I have to experience losing my $500 now? No, you start getting timeline crashes on your winning, okay? They will take it away at some point. That's just the way it works. So we'll say you win the $500 and you're really excited. So go home and eliminate everything dealing with you winning the $500, okay? Kind of like you're up on a swing, right? And you hit the high spot on the swing as you maybe kick yourself forward or backwards. And now you got to fall back. Are you going to fall back forward with your eyes open, hitting the bottom and going back up again, or are you going to fall backwards not knowing what's going to happen to you? Most people, you're going backwards, okay? So you get that windfall. Now you start doing timeline crashes of having that $500. You want it erased from their system. That's what timeline crashes does. You get it erased. You keep doing timeline crashes to get back into the moment, so that's not on your energetic record. Maybe you can add to that, Ann.
That was very interesting, Ron. Unfortunately, it's time already to say goodbye. Our show is coming to an end. Maybe
yeah.
We can continue this discussion on Wednesday or Friday.
So everybody out there, you could try that.
Okay.
And just see what happens. So
yeah.
Here we go. Let's do the mind of heart drop. And you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head to drop them down into your heart. That simple. Very, very simple. And at that point, I count from 10 to 1. You have the action done to that. Have your spirit, you're telling your spirit what you want to have done, and counting commands it to do that. And all of a sudden, you're at peace. Do this as many times as you like in a day, at least 3. So here we go. So dropping down, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, that's it. Our show's over. Tomorrow is our energetic cording night. So hopefully you'll be on that. It starts, West Coast time, 5:30. So thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you, Ron.